Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, guys, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dad.
And we are so excited. We've got a special guest in the house. I don't even know if I should call him a guest anymore because he was here a couple weeks ago. He's family now. And so we're so happy to have Mr. Joey Atlas in the house.
Hey, Joey.
So excited to have him here with us on Ready to Win. And we can't forget about our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen.
Thank you.
yes. So we're excited to be here, you guys. We've got a great show planned for you today, and we are going to continue our series on fitness and just helping you absolutely feel your best and be your best. And like every week, we start our show off with a word of encouragement from Pastor Dab. So Pastor Dab, take it away.
All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody out there. We are just so appreciative and so thankful to the Lord for another day. Thank God for allowing us to wake up this morning and to be able to come here to be an encouragement and give you hope today. And so we're going to give you, we're going to go from Scripture, Proverbs 4:20, and it says, "My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body." And that's what it's all about, keeping the body healthy. And so today we're coming to talk to you about some great things. Mr. Joey's going to bring us some great things on. And, you know, every day I make a confession of faith. I always say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my life, that I may walk in a spirit of health, healing, wholeness, and completion in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's what I confirm every day to myself. I look in the mirror. I prophesy. I declare and decree what God has for me is going to be for me. And I always declare that I shall walk in a spirit of health, healing, wholeness, and completeness in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Similar to my words today, but it's all good because it's all for the glory of God. So it's all about keeping the body healthy and whole and preserving the body, you know, from all diseases and just being able to take good care of ourselves. So here we are once again.
Yes.
Take it away.
Yes, and we have to take good care of ourselves so that we can take good care of the people that God has placed in our lives to give enough charge over to take good care of. So that's why it's so important to take good care of your body because you only have one of them, okay? And so I think it's so important. I'm so excited to have Mr. Joey Atlas here again. I mean, it's just a blessing. Yay. Last time he was here, we had some great reviews on the show. And this, I know it's going to be no different. We've got some great topics. So you guys call in with any questions at 904-401-1413. And you guys are going to be able to ask the expert, Fitness the Atlas Way, Mr. Joey Atlas.
Yes.
You can ask him some questions on any questions on health and nutrition and fitness because he will be here to answer them. And you know, one of the things I learned from him last time was you can start right where you're at. So
yes.
You don't have to, you know, be in this perfect shape or this the age that you think, oh, I should have did it 20 years ago. You can start right where you are, right where you're at. And then that's the most important thing is just getting started and doing something today.
And blessed to be a blessing.
Yes, we are blessed to be a blessing. So we're going to come right back after this song. We are ready to win. Thanks for listening.
Yes, we are.
Are you ready to win? I am.
So ready.
Are you ready to win? Everywhere you're watching us, try ready to win, you guys. Hope you are ready to win. I love that song. I wrote it because it took Gabriel 18 months to learn how to put something in a container. And I said, you know what? No matter how long it took him to learn how to put the ball in the container, he finally got it. And I said, we are going to win. And, you know, we've been on this journey with autism for the past, I guess, 8 years. And it's just definitely changed our life. It's changed how we view things. And it's really the one of the main reasons that we're here today on the radio doing this show. It was Ready to Win because really God birthed that into me. He gave me that fire that even though these challenges and obstacles come our way, we're going to win. And he gave me that fire and that purpose through Gabriel. And I just so thank God for him and his life and everything that he has done to bless our lives. He has just been a blessing from day one and just been our miracle. And now our miracle has turned into our purpose and our mission. And so we're just excited and we just thank God and give you guys some updates on him. He had another eye surgery last Wednesday and his right retina is attached, but his left retina is detached again. So we are just like, this is the second surgery that he had that it was a success at first, but for some reason it's not staying attached. So you guys just keep my baby lifted up in your prayers, as I know you will. We continually pray for his vision, for his sight, and for him to talk and to be all that God has called him to be as we win. We're going to win this journey on with our journey with autism. So this is Ready to Win. You're listening to Ready to Win. We come on every Saturday from 12 to 1 to help children and families and just people that may have some special needs. But you guys know we all have some special needs. We all do. We all do. And today, one of those special needs I know that we all have is learning about nutrition and being able to stay fit and knowing how to take care of our bodies and do it the best way. And so we've got an expert here, you guys. He is amazing. When you guys see him, he looks amazing. So he practices what he preaches. And I love that. And I'm just excited to have you on with us again, Mr. Joey Atlas. Thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here. You mentioned about Gabe and his accomplishment relatively taking a long time for what others might feel should take a very short time. Mm-hmm. There's the same parallel to people finding their path to health and fitness in life. Some people, it takes 60 years, 50, 40.
40.
So, you know, there's parallels in every aspect of life. And so today we're going to hope to shorten that journey for people so that they can get to a point where they're finding success instead of finding no success.
That's right. Because, you know, we all can succeed. It's just finding, you know, sometimes we just need the right teacher, right?
Exactly.
So teach us, teacher. Teach us what we need to do.
Bring me the questions. Where
are
we starting?
Right. So we are starting with a topic that is so near and dear to, I know, a lot of women. It's, you know, springtime. Mm-hmm. People are getting that body ready to go to the beach. Or travel or whatever. I know we've got, go to the pool. We've got a lot of travel plans. And so one of the things that makes women feel so uncomfortable, and I guess men too, I guess they feel uncomfortable with it. I guess sometimes maybe. I don't think they feel as uncomfortable as women, but maybe that's just my own stereotype. But is that cellulite.
Right.
You know, that cellulite. I mean, we do everything to try to watch what we eat and everything. How do we get that cellulite decreased?
Okay. So let's talk about the word first, okay? And it's great that you're asking about this to start off with because it is a big topic, especially around spring and summer when women, generally speaking, are going to be wearing swimsuits or would be expected to wear swimsuits. There's going to be more pool parties, more beach, more vacation, more outdoor time, sundresses, shorts, what have you.
Yeah, exactly. The shorts, too, show the cellulite. Yeah.
So they start thinking about the trouble zones, these mushy, dimply, shadowy, ripply areas of the trouble zones that they don't want looking like that. And so this word, cellulite, there is actually no thing. There's no thing in the skin. There's no thing under the skin. There's no special type of fat. Cellulite is an adjective. It started in Europe decades ago in the beauty spas for the beauty the beauty spa staff to give a word to that description of what women were complaining about on their lower bodies, right? So they gave it this name, cellulite.
Okay.
The dimples, shadows, ripples, and mushiness are cellulite.
Wow.
So that adjective came to the States and it was turned into a noun. Women think they have this thing now called cellulite in their bodies. Now that opens up this whole marketing arena for these creams, these lotions, these lasers, these vacuums, surgeries, pills and potions, scrub brushes, horsehair mitts, you name it.
Right.
All these different, you would think with all these different cellulite solutions, procedures, and surgeries, that there should be no cellulite.
There should be no cellulite.
Right? But the truth is, it doesn't work like that. None of that stuff works because it can't. Cellulite is a physiological condition mainly caused by flat, untoned muscles in the trouble zone areas, right? So most people, and women as well, they fall into the 85% of people who don't exercise, let alone exercise properly. So when you're in that 85 to 90% of the population that does not exercise or exercise properly, your muscles are in a deflated, untoned, and mushy state, all right? So when those muscles are sitting under the skin layers, the skin has no firm foundation to sit on, and so the skin looks all dimply, ripply, shadowy, because there's nothing firm giving it a smooth, sculpted, tight look. And so we have this name thing called cellulite. Right?
Dirty word.
And so the fix, now this is not a weight issue, right? We're not talking about, we didn't even say the word weight or fat or overweight, right? This is an appearance thing. It's a visual aspect. So this affects women who are small, petite, tiny. They look fantastic in clothes, but they don't want to be seen naked or in a swimsuit because it's not about their weight. It's about the condition of what the outside appearance of the skin looks like, which is a reflection of what's going on under the skin in the muscle layers that are untoned, not firm, and not conditioned properly. That's where this whole cellulite thing comes from.
So I'm over here.
Major
misunderstanding. And all of you guys out there on Facebook Live, you see us looking down because I'm like, I'm trying to take some notes. I'm like, how many percentage of those people don't exercise? I mean, oh my gosh. So he's just a wealth of knowledge.
I notice when I walk more, I get my legs get more toned, and I don't see the dimples and the mushy stuff.
Right. So
I can tell a difference when I walk.
Just walking. And again, this is all relative. Like we have all different kinds of women, from teens who see the formation of these dimples, shadows, and ripples, to women who are in their 40s right after children. All of a sudden they'll see this start to appear. Right. So that's an age-related, hormone-related, and childbearing-related. Right. There are different triggers at different stages of life. Just the same, though, different women will find slightly different exercise-based solutions. For some women, generic regular exercise and walking will work for their level of, quote-unquote, cellulite. Other women, which is the majority, need a very specific approach to lower body conditioning that is meant for these dimples, ripples, and shadows. Okay. It's not meant for them to be powerlifters. It's not meant for them to be sprinters. It's not meant for them to be extreme cross-training athletes or bodybuilders. This is for the superficial aspect of the skin and the sculpting of the muscles and the shape of them, right? So you take a specific exercise approach to that, right? Almost like a prescription.
So what do you suggest?
Well, remember those DVDs I gave you 7 months ago?
Sculpt the fit. You suggest sculpt the fit, so, you guys.
Sculpt the fit is one. We're gonna actually look at doing a cellulite specific program inside of Sculpt the Fit for women who only want that solution.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. And that could be the entryway to the holistic life, health, and fitness solution. They start with cellulite, the most burning issue, then we open their eyes to their whole life. Fixing their entire health profile, not just this aesthetic thing. But the DVDs, I gave you the...
You gave us
the... Right, so the Ultimate Leg, Butt, Hip, and Thigh Makeover. That is actually one of my programs for women who are slightly more advanced, who still haven't been able to tackle the cellulite issue, right? So those DVDs that you have that are probably still in the wrapper...
You know, they might be.
I'm trying to
where are those DVDs? I have those DVDs. They're at home, but this is what I actually talked to, you know, one of my business partners, Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne, if you're out there listening.
Hey, Suzanne.
We love you. And we really, you know, because when you were on the show last, we were talking about how can we bring this to families, especially bring it to moms that have special needs children? And we were like, we needed to set up a day at school and do, you know, it'd be great for all of us just to do it together and to, you know, or maybe we can come and have a field trip at Sculpt a Fit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we need to do this. We have to take care of ourselves so that we can be strong.
All right. So let's look at this a few different ways. The other part of the cellulite thing is from that ultimate leg butt hip thigh makeover, which is a broad advanced lower body program. Mm-hmm. I created a derivative called Naked Beauty, the Simulast method, which is targeted only for cellulite. So it's a much shorter program. But this all falls into the aspect of living a totally healthy life. Okay? This is not just about fixing a thing you see when you look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That thing you see when you look in the mirror that aesthetically bothers you is a, it should be a trigger for you to want to take care of your entire body from head to toe, inside to outside, so that your whole life can be good. Not just that you look good in a swimsuit or look good naked, but that your entire health profile is excellent and you maintain that for decades to come. That's why I do what I do. Yeah. I don't want to just fix anybody's cellulite.
Right.
I want to fix your entire life.
Yeah, your
I want you to be healthy forever.
Yeah.
So doing this kind of thing for women who need the help and support so that they can be stronger for all the other areas of their life. That's what really drives me. And so finding the entry points that are most at the forefront of their minds are the easiest ones for me to get an intro and say, here, trust me, try this first. Then that's the gateway to me saying, okay, now you need to think about your whole life as being something that needs help, and that this fitness and health and feeding your body all the proper things are the are what's going to make your life the best, make you the strongest, so that you can give your best to those around you. Not just for this week, but for decades to come.
That is so powerful.
Yeah.
I love it. And
awesome.
That's one of the things that stuck with me the last time when we had you on and you were talking about, you know, we were talking about weight loss and how women always just want to lose weight instead of focus on the entire health profile. And I love how you said that. And you're like comparing yourself to yourself last year and you want to see those numbers be better than they were the year before, you know? And I thought that was so powerful because I'm thinking to myself, do people even know these numbers?
No, a lot of people forget. Like once they're done with their health medical exam, the annual physical, unless there's something really, really bad, like doctor saying, you're in trouble. Like here's what we found. You only have a few weeks left until, unless we do surgery or something. If everything is kind of okay and doc says, blood pressure, cholesterol, and we're going to put you on a medication to help with that. Most people, they're like, okay, just medication, good. Now, they're going to wait till next year. They're not going to do anything proactive, most people. So my whole point is use that as your guiding system. Like, let those numbers really mean something to you, and then make a goal to improve some of those numbers for the next year. And then take action for the 12 months so that next year you can see those numbers get better instead of worrying about them possibly most likely getting worse because you haven't been doing the right things. You haven't been following the proper habits that impact those numbers. You've neglected yourself, so those numbers are going to get worse. That's how it's supposed to happen. It's not, oh, I wonder why my health is deteriorating. It's supposed to deteriorate if you neglect taking care of yourself.
Wow.
I know this Monday I had to go get an annual checkup. So they want to do, you know, all the blood work and all the labs and everything. So I'm going to ask them. I know I have a copy from last year, but I'm going to ask them to print me a copy from last year.
Perfect.
And then print me what they found out, you know, what they will find out for Monday.
Yes.
And I'm going to compare them. And I'm going to go through that
Start
list.
Start keeping a log.
I'm going to keep track of what I need to work on.
Yes.
In my body.
Perfect.
If it's high cholesterol, whatever.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor, I think maybe back in, it was in August. And I didn't even get a copy. Everything they said, everything looks great. And so you're like, okay. And so praise the Lord, everything looks great. I'm out of here. You know what I mean? Let me get back home to Gabe, you know?
Uh-huh.
But everything was great. So I didn't even think, hey, you need to, even though what is great mean to them?
Right.
Because great to them, I can make it excellent. I can make it better.
Right.
You know?
And on top of that, you can at least get your baseline so that in the years to come, you have something to measure back against.
Yes.
Right? Great is great, but We have to put great into context.
Exactly.
Context is what matters.
And I think that means you have to be more proactive. You have to take charge of your own health.
Right.
You know, and I've been so guilty of that. I have not been guilty of dieting. I always, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm always on a diet, and I think we're always watching carbs, watching this, watching that. But when you said that, when you were here a couple weeks ago about fat health and you're comparing it to your year before, I mean, that really struck home with me. And, you know, there's a whole different side of this besides trying to fit into your cute clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole, you know, we want to be able to live long lives so that we can be the people that God has called us to be, stronger bodies,
right,
and to be able to complete the mission that we're here for.
Exactly.
You know? So,
yes, you got it.
Yeah. So excited about that. So, anything else you want to say about cellulite?
Yes. We touched on it a little bit, but really what I want any listener to understand is that pretty much all the information out there is extremely misleading, misguiding, and deceptive, okay? And it's all based on myths being spread around. There's all these weird tools and devices now coming onto the market that are very, very dangerous, let alone ineffective. But the marketing pitches behind it and the fake, their social media accounts and fake testimonials that are strategically placed in places that most women will look. And they're so desperate in these situations.
They try it.
That they will take the chance based on this deceptive information that's put in front of them. They're willing to take that risk because the pain of having cellulite is so great that they'll risk something greater to change it. And that's a problem because a lot of women are getting really negatively impacted and basically disappearing out of embarrassment. Like, so, you know, there are so many women who try liposuction who are not overweight. But they'll try liposuction thinking that something needs to be sucked out of under their skin to smooth it out. What happens is almost every time the appearance of cellulite gets worse. The dimples, shadows, and ripples get worse because liposuction is sucking even more out from under the skin, leaving more of a loosening effect. And the skin looks – and so women, most of them get embarrassed. They don't share the story with anybody. Some of them will. They'll go on the plastic surgery forums. They'll go on the cosmetic surgery forums. Mm-hmm. They'll go to these places and say, ladies, do not do this. It ruined me. I share my story so that maybe I can help some of you. This is not the answer. But the majority of them will not go there because it's a very, very private and personal issue, let alone the embarrassment of spending $10,000, $20,000 on a surgical procedure that made things worse. And that's just surgery. There's, again, these devices, deceptive information. Marketers prey on women's pain and desperation. So if the pitch sounds good enough, then a woman will take that risk based on her financial reach and the pain that's being caused in her life about not being able to wear a swimsuit or choosing not to. I see many attractive women who have some dimples, shadows, and ripples. They don't bother me. Like, as long as you're taking care of your health, then you are sexy to me.
Yeah.
Not like exactly measuring up your body, but if you're a woman who shows me that you value your life and health and you're taking care of yourself proactively and you've got some trouble zones and little this and that, you're beautiful to me.
Right.
Ladies, listen to what I'm saying.
Listen to what he's saying.
Superficial will only get you so far. The inside is really what matters.
Wow.
What's on the inside?
Oh, that's so beautiful. Do you guys hear that out there? This is
and it's ironic because I've got the cellulite program that fixes the trouble zones, but I'm probably blowing a few minds right now. But this is the truth, right? I'm here to help you, but I want to access the inside of you to start shifting your mind to let you see where your own self-worth and value are. It's not in how your skin looks. It's great to be able to fix that, and it's an honor for me to be the one to help you do that. But I want you to see more self-worth and value in yourself so that you can have a deeper level of self-esteem, higher self-confidence, and see more worth in yourself than just how you look in a bathing suit.
Wow.
Right. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's love.
That's love. I love it. I love it, too. I love it, too, you guys. You guys, you are listening to Ready to Win, and we are so blessed to have Mr. Joey Atlas,
Fitness, blessed to be here.
The Atlas Way. All right. We're so excited to have him. You guys, he's amazing. He's just proficient and just a professional. Been doing this for how long, Joey?
Ooh, since I was like a little kid. I was learning from my dad at the house.
Wow.
And that's where it all started.
That's where it all started.
My whole life.
Whole life he's been doing this. So he knows what he's talking about. He's amazing. And we're just so glad to have him. If you guys have any questions, you can call in to 904-401-1413. Any fitness questions, we would love for you to call in and ask Mr. Joey Atlas.
Bring it. I'm ready.
Yes. And the next half of the show, we're going to be talking about some of these fad diets that we hear about all the time.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Police say the gun used in a shooting at a Central Michigan University dormitory that left a student's parents dead was registered to the suspect's father. Meanwhile, University Police Lieutenant Larry Klaus says James Eric Davis Jr. was taken to a hospital Thursday night by campus police because of a drug-related health problem.
That's some of the pieces of the puzzle we're still trying to put together right now. I know we had CMU police that dealt with him last evening, and at some point in the evening, he was transported over to U of M Health Systems on Pickard for an evaluation, which we believed was drug-related. Now, whether there was a mental health component that was in conjunction with that, we don't know.
Police say Davis was arrested early this morning after someone saw him on train tracks shortly after midnight. Also on SRNnews.com, that's the sound of chainsaws and vehicles as utility crews in Washington, D.C. work to clear down trees and repair power lines. Coastal areas from Maryland to Maine remain under flood warnings as a powerful nor'easter moves further out to sea after inundating roads, snapping trees, and knocking out power to more than 2 million homes and businesses. In Hamlin, Pennsylvania, Debriana Gavins tells WNEP her family stays prepared for bad storms.
Flashlights, if there's any storms or anything, we have a basement full of a whole bunch of stuff. So, we're all ready.
Two more deaths from the storm are being reported in Connecticut and Pennsylvania, bringing the total to 7. President Xi Jinping's top economic advisor told U.S. business leaders in Washington that China hopes the White House will revive high-level dialogue on economic disputes. Liu He says he hopes the White House will also name a new chief liaison to defuse mounting trade tensions. This is SRN News.
Thanks so much for making us part of your March 3rd Saturday. Now to Jacksonville weather. Mostly sunny, breezy afternoon, high in the mid-60s. Clear a little cooler tonight, lows down to the mid-40s. Sunshine tomorrow, again highs in the 60s. Sunday night, clear skies, low of 46. Outlook for Monday, mostly sunny, high around 70 degrees. Tuesday through Thursday, expect partly sunny afternoons. Temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s. And your overnight readings in the 40s.
All right, you guys, welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
We're so blessed to have Mr. Joey Atlas here with us today.
Hello.
You've been listening to Ready to Win. We come on the air every Saturday from 12 to 1. We help children, families with special needs, and just people in general, because we're going to be branching out and doing a lot of different topics like today.
Yes.
We are talking about fitness. And fitness the Atlas way with Mr. Joey Atlas. But this is something that everybody needs. This is something that we can't live without. And he just made this quote, told us this quote while we were sitting during the break. And you've got to tell us again. Tell everybody again out there.
The tree quote?
The tree quote.
So it's really simple. And when you think about it, our bodies are made, designed to move. Okay, all the muscles, the bones, ligaments, tendons were made to move, attached to a brain that optimizes how we move, and we can control that. If we were made not to move, we would be a tree. The tree sets down roots in the ground because it doesn't need to move. It's supposed to stay in one place for life unless it's physically moved, right? But we are made to move. And if we do not move, we lose this gift of life, this body we've been given. The body deteriorates and loses its ability to move because we are signaling that we do not want to move. So we lose muscle density. We lose neurological function. We lose bone density because we're not using the body. But when we do the things we're supposed to and use it in a way that stimulates all these systems to be optimized, then we have more muscle density, more muscle tone. The muscles become more efficient. Our metabolic system becomes more efficient. Disease and all those vital numbers get better, right? Prevention increases. Bone density increases.
Wow.
It's not magic. This is how we're designed. What we put in is what we get out.
Movement. Right. Huh? Not magic, it's movement.
That's
wow.
Right. Surprise,
Wow. And another thing that you said, Joy, was people think exercise and moving is a leisure, like a leisure activity. And I mean, I'm so guilty of that. You know, I would see, like, maybe my husband get up and go to the gym or go running. I'm like, that's just, he's taking time to go do that.
You should be supporting him.
Yes.
All right. So a lot of people fall into this dysfunctional paradigm, especially couples who have gotten together under sedentary circumstances, lived part of their adulthood under sedentary, quiet agreements. And all of a sudden, somebody wakes up and says, I need to take care of my health. And they start maybe jogging, or they start doing exercises around the house, or they join a gym and they start going to the gym three times a week. Right, whatever. It could be yoga or all these, or they start eating better and eating less garbage. And the other one says, well, what are you doing all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is.
He asked me that. What are you doing? Why are you exercising?
Taking care of myself.
I was like, I just turned 40.
You should be happy.
So I feel guilty. I got to get
exactly. You just said it. Guilty.
Yeah.
You're making me feel guilty for the actions I'm not taking.
Right.
Right. But ultimately, if the relationship is healthy, there should be mutual support and say, hey, we both need to be doing this.
Right.
Let's be each other's accountability partners and make this happen. Not, it shouldn't become a deeper dysfunction where one is going in the opposite direction, one's going the other way, and then it creates this deeper rift. There's an ideal situation to create teamwork there.
And it's so amazing because we're both exercising in the season. It's been so many different seasons, okay? Because we've been married almost 20 years. But in this season, we're both exercising. Yeah, 20 years this month.
All right.
But we both exercising in this season. But he's always had to be physically fit because he's in the military. So he's always had to, you know, PRTs and stuff to pass. And I jump on, jump off. You know how it is.
Most people do that.
Yeah, so, but most of the time, he's always at exercise. And I remember looking at him, like, how can you go exercise like that? I always looked at it like as, in my head, that's just like a luxury thing that people do. But
leisure pursuit. Right. So most people.
Not mandatory.
You'll hear things like, I'm not into fitness. Oh, you're not into taking care of your life? You're not into preventing disease? Right? Because that's really what they're saying. They're not aware of it.
Wow.
But truth be told, a lot of people think that fitness has to be hard. Fitness has to be long. Fitness has to be grueling. Fitness has to be painful. And those are all unfortunate paradigms that most people think, right? When in reality, if they look and research and try different things at their own pace, they will find gentle, reasonable, effective methods of fitness that actually feel really good when you're doing it. And when you're done, you don't feel like you're getting killed, and then you don't feel like you need 2 days to recuperate and possibly see the doctor. So I empathize with those people. I get it. Fitness can be seen as a leisure pursuit, and I'm not into fitness. Well, how about your health? How about taking care of your life and prolonging it and getting the most out of the decades you have left, right? Staying out of a wheelchair.
Yeah,
fitness is the tool. To stay out of a wheelchair, to maintain your independence, so you don't have to have people get you dressed and spoon feed you.
Right.
It's that simple, right? So, okay, you're not into fitness. Maybe you're not a competitive cross trainer, right? But maybe you want to take care of your heart health. Maybe you want to maintain bone density and muscle mass so that you could go bowling or play with your grandkids.
Right.
Well, you know, there's so many things.
Right.
But look at it a little differently. How about taking care of yourself? Not that you're not into fitness and that's not your lifestyle and identity, But this is a tool for you to take care of your health. When the doctor says, hey, the numbers aren't looking too good, what he's trying, and he says you should exercise, what he's saying is you should bring some kind of fitness activity and healthier nutrition into your life. Healthier nutrition doesn't mean you must go on an extreme diet. It just means being conscious of what you're putting into your body and making better choices that we all logically, commonsensically know what we're supposed to eat. We don't need a PhD in nutritional biochemistry to decide what we're supposed to. We know what to eat.
Yeah.
Now, inside of that, there are certain differences for certain people. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, the majority of the population can make dramatic improvements in themselves and the health of our culture as a whole just by getting away from all the garbage, processed, high fat, high sugar, high chemical foods, mm-hmm. and just simply changing to more natural foods. It's so simple, but yet how many people are not taking that step yet?
Right. And since you are starting to talk about the nutrition, I want to ask you about some questions. I know I watch so many YouTube videos, like every day I watch YouTube videos on health and fitness and different things like that. I want to know, because you hear a lot about the intermittent fasting right now.
Right.
Like that's really the hot thing, the buzzword, intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. What is your take on intermittent fasting?
All right,
do you do it? Or
yeah, so
do you agree with it?
I've been doing it for decades. It's just it didn't have a sexy name until recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So back when if we rewind, I've mentioned that I've had serious food issues growing up and emotional eating issues, and I've had my peaks and valleys. There were times where I was 40 pounds heavier than I am right now.
Wow.
Couple times. It was very painful, enough for me to never want to be like that again. That triggered some of the mind shift that cascaded in my head and then made me go further along the journey, right, to self-healing. Back in the days when I was competing for the bodybuilding competitions, we had to drop a significant amount of body fat in order to have the muscles appear the way you want them to and be visible on stage. And so one of my personal strategies was not eating my first meal until later in the day. So instead of eating at 7 in the morning or 8 or 9 for a late breakfast, I wouldn't eat until maybe 11, 12 would be my quote-unquote breakfast, which is actually just the first meal of the day when you break the fast.
Okay.
I was doing it for years. It just didn't have a name. It was just a simple strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found was, whoa, the fat just kind of fell off my body in the span of a few weeks. And I felt great. Mentally keen. In college, I, you know, was no problem to keep up with the work. It was actually easier. Energy was awesome. My blood profiles were fantastic. Fast forward 30-something years, now it has a sexy name, intermittent fasting, which is really just prolonging the window of not putting any food and calories into your body and then condensing the window where you do consume calories and foods. That's the general definition.
Yeah, speaking about good eating, today in Riverside, they've got the Veg Fest going till 6 o'clock tonight. Good way to learn about different type of eating.
Local.
Sounds interesting.
Locally grown, mostly.
Yeah.
That's something great to go to. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for that, Alan.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So with the intermittent fasting, they have, I see that they have different ones that they talk about. The you fast for 18 hours while you're sleeping, and then you eat for six hours,
right.
Or you can do fast for 20 hours and eat for 4 hours. Have you noticed a difference in, I've even seen one that was more extreme, the OMAD diet, one meal a day, O-M-A-D, one meal a day. And I've been just doing a lot of, like, just watching and researching on this. Do you see any significant, or have you ever tried OMAD, or did you see a significant difference if you did one meal a day and ate for like 2 hours a day and then had a 22-hour window of fasting?
Okay. Great question. So this is a lot of good stuff to cover. So one, I now generally, especially this time of year, I generally do intermittent fasting where I don't take my first calories in until about 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably see I'm a little leaner than the last visit. Right?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Look at his muscles.
when we start going into this realm of these different types of intermittent fasting, and different types of ketogenic diets mm-hmm. and different types of gluten-free and paleo mm-hmm. and this mm-hmm. and that. And then like hybrid variations. At some point, you got to say, okay, wait, what is all this? Like, mm-hmm. what, you know, there's a difference between healthy eating and then all these different specific types of diets, mm-hmm. right, that are mixed in with healthy eating, et cetera. So you talk about the one meal a day. There are people who simply and naturally have eaten that way, mm-hmm. okay? And they have literally zero hunger pains the rest of the night and day, mm-hmm. and they thrive on one big meal a day. Usually it's very healthy. These types of people who eat one meal a day, mm-hmm. it's a very hearty but healthy meal. It's not junk food. Mm-hmm. Now, knowing that there are these types of people, either those people themselves or somebody close to them who wants to now market this as a weight loss solution mm-hmm. says, oh, this is the one meal a day diet. We can tell people you can eat as much as you want, whatever you want. Try to make it healthy, but it's one a day. Go all out for that meal and then just don't eat until the next day. I'm not crazy about that idea. I don't think most of us are designed to only eat one meal a day. Mm-hmm. However, I do think that it can be a fine practice, you know, at certain times of the year. Or let's look at it this way. I'm sure there are times when all of us have only had one meal in a day, mm-hmm. whether it's we haven't been feeling too good or we've got a stomach bug mm-hmm. or we're traveling mm-hmm. or whatever, right? So it's not like it can't be done.
Right.
It's just that it works much better for certain people who are put together genetically a certain way, mm-hmm. metabolically a certain way. It works for them on a longer, consistent basis, some of them for life. Is it worth trying every now and again? Sure. But if you're the type of person who has a different relationship with food, different metabolic energy needs, mm-hmm. it's not going to work for you. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because mm-hmm. there are so many other options.
Right. There's not no one size fit all.
Right. And there's not just one size fit all forever. That's like okay. I do different things throughout the year, but I always have two or three things that I always come back to that I know just work for me. And I like just having a little variety throughout the seasons
okay.
that help. Spring and summer, especially summer, I'm way more physically active. One of the things I do is a lot of stand-up paddleboarding in the sun, in the heat, out there. Mm-hmm. And I eat less naturally. I burn more calories naturally. So when I do eat, I know I can eat more at dinner. I can just do it because mm-hmm. I've burnt a lot and I haven't eaten a lot during the day. Mm-hmm. Because I'm that much more active doing something that's burning and requiring a lot of calories to be burned. Okay. So there's an ebb and flow throughout the year. To my personal, it's never exactly the same season to season. But there are some essentials that I always come back to, like this thing that we call now intermittent fasting, where I don't eat my first calories until almost noonish.
Okay.
Right? Makes sense?
Makes good sense.
So everybody has to kind of find the thing that works for them. So it requires a little bit of exploration and experimentation. That being said, you should never venture into something that is an extreme approach, like a one food diet. Mm-hmm. Like there were these cabbage diets and the grapefruit diets.
And tried that.
There are these super low calorie,
tried that.
Crummy chemical filled shake diets where you have these chemical filled shakes for one or two meals. Then you have a very low calorie meal for dinner. Yes, it's going to make you lose weight, but most people can never sustain that. I've got countless private counseling sessions and coaching sessions with clients who over the years have tried these different things. Mm-hmm. None of it's sustainable. Zero. And I mean zero. The more extreme it is, the less sustainable it's going to be. Wow. Just know that going into it and save yourself the grief and risk. Because some people have messed up their metabolisms with these different injectables and HCG regimes.
Yeah.
And like it sounds great. Like, oh, in 2 weeks, I could be where I want to be. Mm-hmm. Instead of 4 months of proper eating and exercise, I could just do this 2 week, you know, $1,800 regime with the doctor, medical weight loss doctor, injections, pills, and then this strict diet for 2 weeks, and then I'm all set. No, because at the end of that 2 weeks, even if it all works and you come out unscathed health-wise, what do you do then? What's your answer after that 2 week regime?
Yeah.
you still got to transition to something that's realistic and sustainable for life. Mm-hmm. So face that reality now and start formulating it. Explore the healthy things. Put together a plan that is forever, not just for the time being.
That is
so good. A plan that fits you. You need to have a plan that fits you.
Right.
And I was going to ask you, like, what window do you, if you say you start eating around 12 o'clock, then to what, how many hours do you give yourself in that window? Do you give yourself from maybe 12 to 5, 12 to 6, 12 to 7?
Cut off latest is 8 o'clock.
So 12 to 8.
Right. And now for somebody else, it might be 7.
Right.
Somebody else, it might be 9, 9:30.
Mm-hmm. But what time do you go to bed?
I like to be in bed by 10:30. 11 latest.
Okay. So that's
we stay up to 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning a lot of times. And so, you know, of course, I'm like, I'm getting hungry.
Okay. So I'm with you there. So what can you do? Green tea to sip on throughout the night.
Okay.
Now, here's what you might find. You might find that you go to this intermittent fasting style diet. Mm-hmm. You stop eating around 8-ish. Mm-hmm. And by nature of how you've eaten in that 8 hours – and that last meal has had some healthy fats and fiber in it, mm-hmm. you may not be hungry until you go to bed. Even if you do go to bed after midnight, you may find that you're so satisfied that you don't have the hunger, the style of hunger pains that make you want to eat something.
Right.
You may find that you're good, like mm-hmm. your body's satisfied.
Right.
Now, if that's not the case, especially early on, maybe it's sipping on green tea, just having something with mm-hmm. some kind of flavoring.
Okay,
green tea just to hold you for those several hours.
Okay.
Or some celery, any kind of low-calorie, high-water content vegetable.
Okay.
Right, like celery or fennel, even some melon or low-calorie strawberries.
What about a grapefruit?
Yes, maybe. You could try. Here's what I say. Mm-hmm. Try it. Like, start doing this. Mm-hmm. Try it. You may see that, oh, I had a grapefruit at 10 o'clock, and the weight's coming off. Like two. So if that,
I had a large
that,
grapefruit last night before I went to bed and a little bit of a cup of decaf, and I'm still full. I mean, I haven't eaten anything today.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm still satisfied.
Right. So do it for a few weeks. See how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
See how your clothes fit.
Okay.
See if the scale moves, if you're watching the scale. And if it's working, it's all good.
Okay.
Like, the grapefruit is fine.
It fits for me.
Right, exactly. That's the point. Yes.
It has to fit for you, just like your clothes. You have to have the right size clothes when you wear them so that they fit properly.
Exactly.
So you have to find the right plan for you.
You got it.
Right.
I want to ask you this. Oh, I just wish we had all day to talk. But I want to ask you this question.
I'll come back.
Oh, you have to. Yes, for sure. Because this needs part one, part two, part three. But, you know, especially since there's so many children out there that have special needs, and you hear about the gluten-free diets and all the different types of diets. Do you recommend any of those, or like the ones that have sensitivity to this, that, or the other? What do you think about all that?
I love that all these options are available to us out there.
Uh-huh.
It really is a reflection of the slow direction that our culture is going in.
Uh-huh.
We want more options. We want healthier options. The trick will be to get the mass movement going that way, just being conscious about what we're putting in our bodies.
Uh-huh.
So these gluten-free, let's just say gluten-free for now, this uh-huh. umbrella of gluten-free. There are people who swear, I've gone gluten-free, I've dropped the weight, I feel incredible, and my medical profile has gotten so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Like, that, there's the answer. Does that mean gluten-free is the blanket answer for everybody and everybody needs to go gluten-free? No, because glutens are, they're in a lot of healthy foods, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe everybody needs to be gluten-free. Some people find that they go gluten-free, they don't feel that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it isn't all adding up for them. Something's missing. All right, so some would argue that there are many people who do need healthy glutens,
mm-hmm.
and that going gluten free is not good for them. So I believe there is this percentage of the population that does have gluten sensitivities of varying degrees. Right, one person might be lightly sensitive, another person might be severely sensitive to mm-hmm. glutens. Right, again, a smaller percentage of the population, and inside of that, there's variables. So I think, at least exploring that. For some people, just the idea of, okay, I'm really unhealthy, I'm gaining more and more flab every year, and the doctor's getting worried, and the doctor's getting me worried. Uh-huh. I'm going to do something. And they just simply decide to go gluten-free because they saw a friend do it, mm-hmm. and now the friend looks and feels amazing. So their decision is, okay, I'll do gluten-free as well.
Right.
And if it works and they feel good, mm-hmm. awesome. Does that mean that they needed to go gluten-free for this all to happen? Probably not. But if that's the method they wanted to follow, mm-hmm. and everything gets better because of that, then fantastic. That person is now better off in their life.
That's right. And I totally agree with you. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all. I know when Gabriel got diagnosed with autism, they kept saying gluten-free, casein-free, because a lot of the issues, they say a lot of children with autism have issues with the gut and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I just think you really, truly have to figure out what works for that child. Because like you said, I've seen parents that said that they've tried it, and they didn't see any difference, you know, and right. then, you know, they start, you know, they spend all this money on all these different, I wanted to ask you about supplements. I mean, there's so many things I wanted to ask you about, like what protein supplements. I mean, I'm just thinking now, but uh-huh. You know, there's parents that said they tried this supplement or that supplement for their children. They didn't see a difference. And then there's other parents that swear by it. I took him off the gluten and now he's talking and he's saying words and he's doing this, that, or the other. So mm-hmm. it's just really about finding that balance and finding that right thing for right. you, for your child, for your family. And I love it. We have to get moving.
Yes. I mean, it all comes down to the basics first. Like mm-hmm. you could be sedentary and eating garbage most of the time. And if you ask me, oh, what's the best protein powder to take? It doesn't matter because you're not moving right. and you're eating garbage 95% of the time. I can tell you what the best protein powder in the world is. And you start taking it, it's not going to do anything for you. Right. Right? There's no magic bullet. The magic bullet is you, mm-hmm. proper movement, and eating the foods that were put on this earth by design by whoever created this universe for this miracle.
Yeah. Right.
Those foods are also the miracle that go into this body. Mm-hmm. Those foods become the building blocks of this body that mm-hmm. allows it to generate and grow mm-hmm. and get stronger and maintain itself. Mm-hmm. Every 11 months, every cell in our body has turned over. So we're literally a different person every 11 months than we were 11 wow. months ago. But where do these cells come from that regenerate and replace the old cells? The cells that make up our body, every part of our body, come from the foods and nutrients we put in. If we're putting garbage in our bodies, processed foods, chemical ingredients, our body has no choice but to use that garbage to create the new cells. Is that a clue for cancer? That when you take cells and make them out of garbage, and that garbage has to become your body because the old cells are going to go, they're going to disappear. They're sloughed off. They have to be replaced by new cells. So those cells are going to be made by garbage. Is that a clue for cancer and other diseases that we claim we don't know what's causing them? How about looking at the food supply very closely as a clue, knowing that those foods become you? You are what you eat is really true. It's as true as can be. Mm-hmm. The foods become us.
Wow. Wow.
Think about that. Like if people could really grasp that,
right?
Anything I put in my body and I'm like, do I want that to be this body? Ugh. Do I want the nutrients in that thing to break down and become the parts of me, inside me, outside me? When I do that, the answer is pretty easy. Nah, I don't want that to be part of this body. I don't want to take the risk of what might happen to me.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
It's being conscious.
Right.
So talking about what we're talking about mm-hmm. now, most people don't think like this because they never really think about their body. Again, I've been blessed to be put on a path in my life to really think about these everything I do and eat. How does it affect this body? Right? So being... achieving that level of consciousness, mm-hmm. again, it's a gift to be able to try to get other people to wake up to thinking like that so that they can be their own accountability partner. They can be their own trainer, their own coach, mm-hmm. and have that filter of, let me think about what I'm going to put in my body, not what that company says I should be eating and putting in my body. Wow. Right? Just because it's on the shelves mm-hmm. doesn't mean it's safe.
That's Right. That's good. That's good.
You guys, I wish we could go on and on and on. We only have like 35, 40 seconds left, but I just want to thank you, Joey, for being here.
Thank you for
Let
having
them
me.
Know how they can contact you, how they can get involved
yeah.
and come to Sculpt the Fit.
Okay,
and
so if you're local here in St. John's, Mandarin, anywhere near those areas, Nocatee, Sculpt the Fit in St. John's, in Julenton Creek, sculptthefit.com. You can also find us on Facebook. My female coaching team is the best. And it doesn't matter what level of fitness you're at. If you're a woman, they will take care of you. Want to find me? JoeyAtlas.com. JoeyAtlas.com. Thank you, Al.
All right. We're ready to win, guys. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities. An empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.